Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allis, and I've got Bridget Carl with me from Bug Express. We're going to talk about bugs, kind of see what we need to do. And I think that's one thing we're all worried about is termites and that kind of stuff. So we'll get some good advice on how to get rid of them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. Let's just bug everybody out today.
Let's bug them.
Okay, let's just start. What do you want to start with? Which annoying insect do we want to talk about?
Well, obviously the most annoying that everybody is concerned about is termites.
True.
That's kind of the topic everywhere. Termites, we had a really harsh winter. We had a lot of moisture, which is really good for our area. We needed it. But the thing about that is it's also going to cause a lot more people to see a lot more problems with termites. So, it's one of those things that if you don't know how to, inspect your home properly, call somebody out, let them do it. Because we always say in the industry, there's two types of homes, those that have termites and those that will have termites. It's just unfortunately,
fact.
It's the area we live in and the way that these termites feed that even if you think, oh, my neighbors three houses down have them, I'm not going to have them. Well, the way they forage, you probably do have them.
Well, and a lot too, you'll see folks when they do an inspection, they'll say, this is conducive to termites.
Yes.
I haven't seen a report that didn't have a house that wasn't conducive in somewhere, whether it was a little wood between
that's
your
right.
cement slab
that's right.
or something, because that's what they do.
And we all want our house aesthetically to look beautiful. So we put these, the mulch and these flower beds right up against our house. I mean, we're all guilty of it. We do it. But unfortunately, those places hold moisture. They have wood or wood type products, cellulose products. And so those termites are going to go to that. Well, guess what? It's right up against your home. So that makes your home an easy target.
Richard, do you remember, this is, I guess, in the 70s, it was real popular. People do those indoor atriums.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what they were doing.
Right.
It was like termite bait in the middle of your house.
Exactly.
You have those big wood chips.
That's right.
And that's exactly what she's saying.
Or a tree.
They're just like, come on in.
Yeah.
And that's where they come in.
That's right. And, as people need to be aware, as you're walking around your home, look around and see, is there wood that's actually abutting up to the structure? And that's going to create a possibility for termites to have an easier access into your home. So we always say just try to avoid wood-to-ground contact. So if you're going to have like a wooden fence, try to keep it up a little bit off the ground to where it's not actually touching the ground, and it's not as easy of access for your home, for the termites to get into your home.
And even though Bridget and I were just talking earlier, tell them a little bit, the termites we have, or if there's such thing as a good termite, we have a good termite?
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely more aggressive termite colonies out there, like the Formosan termites, which thank the Lord we don't have them here. They're more in your, a lot wetter areas, your coastal areas and stuff like that. But the subterranean termites, they're still aggressive, but they do feed and forage underground. So again, if you can keep wood off the ground, it just makes it harder for them to find that cellulose material to go after. But they, it's just a fallacy. People, they see all these pictures and these videos of houses falling down. Well, it can happen, but the likelihood of that happening, if you stay on top of it, you usually can catch these problems when it's just, going to be minor damage versus, severe structural damage.
Now, we had a guy sent us a little email, and he was talking on fences, a lot of the wood fences.
Yes.
He saw. Did you have termites out in those fences? Is that what he's seeing?
Yeah, there's also a termite that's called the agriculture termite, and they're a little bit different than the subterraneans. I would just be careful because a lot of people will be like, oh, yeah, those are just ag termites because they're out on my fence. Don't get it wrong. Subterraneans can still attack your fences. The other big fallacy is people think, oh, well, my wood is pre-treated. That's great, but they can still get into pre-treated wood.
I want to go back to the fences.
Okay.
I had a guy ride in also. He goes, well, I'm going to go to the big box stores and I'm going to buy the spray. I'll just spray my house for termites. Let's talk about how you really treat a house for termites, if it has termites.
Yeah, here's the thing, and don't get me wrong, the chemicals at the box stores, they're okay temporarily, but you're talking about the residual breaks down a lot quicker than the products that we use. The thing is, when you treat a home, you've got to, what we do and what a lot of companies do is you've got to actually get a barrier formed around that home. You got to get into the ground, treat the ground, form a barrier around that home with a chemical that if the termites come into contact with it, not only do they want to get away from that chemical, but it will also kill them and they'll take that chemical back to their colony to hopefully eliminate the queen. You know, so it's really important that you understand how to treat the home, where to treat, because if you do leave a gap in that barrier, you're still leaving a gap for those termites to attack your home. And believe me, they are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. Those termites, they know what they're doing.
They're pesty.
They are very pesty.
Okay, so what you're saying, you actually drill through the cement.
Absolutely. With the procedure that we do, we drill through the concrete. You know, and it depends on the home and stuff like that. We trench around the outside of the home. If it's a slab foundation, you know, if it's a pier and beam, we go under and we actually treat the soil. So there's just different ways depending on the structure of your home. We also, it's very imperative that you treat the water line. Any water source is going to attract the termite a lot quicker as well.
Okay. We walk up to a house and we can see where there's been some drilled holes around the porch and stuff. So you're going to say, okay, this house has been treated.
Correct.
But it could have been treated 10 years ago.
Exactly.
How long do we anticipate that treatment to last?
You know, it's very depending on the chemical that we use. There's some chemicals that have about a 5-year, you know, residual. There's some that have a longer residual. So a lot of that is going to depend on the chemical that was used. And, you know, was it treated more recently or, you know, unfortunately, some of the better chemicals have been taken off the market from years and years past.
I've heard that from several people.
Yeah. And so, you know, if it was treated 15, 20 years ago, you know, the chemical may last a little bit longer. But there is a new chemical out. It's called Termidor that is fantastic. We have had amazing results with Termidor. So.
And then what about spot treating?
Spot treating is a good option. You know, again, it's kind of like putting a Band-Aid on. Those termites, you're going to kill a certain portion of them. But if you don't get the entire colony, which you're not going to at a spot treatment, they may just move to another part of the home. But just depending on, you know, what you got going on, spot treatments are always a good option.
Well, and I actually deferred it to y'all. And I had a guy like says, well, we don't have termites, but you keep saying I've heard it. And I've said the same exact thing you've heard because I've heard it all my real estate career. If you don't have termites, you're going to get them. It's just, yes. You know, they have them, they don't. And he'll say, well, should I go ahead and get my house treated for termites? I told him, like, and I guess probably my Darlene or somebody told him, if you don't have them, we don't need to treat it yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's different philosophies there, and that's exactly right. If you don't see them or you don't see any kind of cosmetic damage or anything that's conducive, you know, you can probably hold off. Because the thing is when the termites, when you do notice, your house isn't going to crumble up on top of you. But I will say, you know, if you're going to do an add-on or something like that, definitely get that part treated before you build, because the more soil we can actually get to, the better coverage we're going to have. We just did an add-on about 2-3 years ago, I guess, to our home, and we did a treatment to the add-on, as you know, and then we treated our entire house just to be safe. It's just different strokes for different folks.
Okay, another one of our questions is, what happens when they swarm? Why are they swarming?
Okay, well, when they swarm, I don't know how else to describe it, but it's kind of like when your kids turn 18 and you kick them out and you say, go on and go out on your own. That's kind of what's happening. The colony is getting bigger. They're kicking their kids out. They're telling them to go on and start forming new colonies. So when you see a swarm, you've actually had the termites in your area for quite some time. That colony has had a chance to grow and get strong, and it's kicking its kids out. And then basically what happens is when those alates hit the ground, they're going to go in and form a new king and queen and start a new colony. That's what's happening. And swarm typically comes as our season starts to warm up and after a moisture, you know, a big moisture spell. There again, we've had a lot of moisture, so the soil's real moist down underneath. So we look to have a pretty decent swarm this year.
And this shows my stupidity on termites. Do they don't always have wings, or do they always have wings?
No. Just the swarmers have the wings.
They just develop them? Or how does that work? Is it like a locust or something?
Kind of. It's just kind of like their structure, the way that they're built. Part of them are called reproductive alates. They have wings. They go out, they fly. And then when they land, they actually drop their wings and try to get into the soil.
Okay.
But the ones that are feeding on your home, they don't have the wings.
Because to me, when I've seen them swarming, and hey, I need some help, you know, we got a house over here.
Yeah.
But to me, they look like little ants with wings.
They do,
them.
Absolutely. And sometimes people will say, oh my gosh, I've got swarmers, I've got termites. And we go out there and it is swarmer ants. It's the same, the ants do the same type of thing that the termites do. And they do swarm sometimes around the same season. So,
Didn't know that.
Yes. And if you have a problem, just call us out, because it's very easy to identify the difference. But for, you know, the general public, it's not that easy.
In fact, that makes sense, because one time we had some ants black, that probably was ants.
More than like, and the biggest, the easiest way to tell is a termite's going to be more of like an oval elongated body, where an ant's going to have like a little, what I call a feminine waist. a female waist, you're going to actually see segmented body on the ant.
Okay, this is about the question I was going with. I know on the slab you explained it to, and I think you kind of answered it with the pier and beam. You just treat the soil. Mm-hmm. People say, well, it's just by fence. And I'm with you. Whatever kind of term, I think you should still treat it.
Yeah.
But then when you just would treat the soil just on both sides of the fence, like a barrier around it, or how would you do that?
You know, that's going to be very, very much up to the technician at that point. There's just a lot of different ways that you can go about that. I know more about the anatomy of the termite and how they feed and stuff. That's a lot up to the technician.
Each one has its own.
Each case is different. Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right.
Your opinion, I'm going to say, I think if you got termites that close to your house, let's get rid of them.
That's my opinion. But, you know, there again, I mean, termite treatment isn't like spending $40, $50 every other month. You know, it can be a little bit costly. You know, we obviously try to drive that cost down as much as we can. For me, when I go up to a home and I see that they have termites 20 feet from their home, I'm thinking, I know how they feed. If this was my home, I would treat it. But again, that's kind of different strokes.
Now, this is a personal question, because I just bought a stucco home.
Uh-huh.
Is stucco conducive to termites?
Absolutely. There's still wood in your home.
And that's what they were saying. It was even more. They like the stucco because of the stuff in it.
The cellulose material. Anything that's a cellulose-based material, they will feed on. But you got to keep in mind, because a lot of people say, well, I have a metal barn. Well, okay, it's a barn. You know, do you have wooden pins in there? Well, yeah. Okay, there you go. They like wood. So just because, now if it's an all metal structure, that's a different scenario. Right. But anytime you've got any kind of wood in your home, you know.
Well, and I think more now they're putting metal dividers, you know, expansion joints for your mm-hmm. driveways and stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you look at most of the houses, especially pre-80s, probably mm-hmm. even pre-90s, those expansion joints are wood.
That's exactly right. And you bring up a good topic is expansion joints. That's also an easier, because there's always going to be a crack there. So that's also another easy way for termites to get into the structure. So, you know, those are all, and we treat expansion joints when we treat a home for termites. So if there was an add-on prior to you buying the home, we will find that expansion joint. We will treat that, because there again, there's always going to be a breakdown in that concrete. So.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.